Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated features not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today we're not going to be talking about a movie or a show or anything like that like we normally do. This is going to be another episode where I'm just talking about some random stuff. For starters, this episode is being recorded just after the release of the recent Mario Bros. Movie. It's been only a couple of weeks at most. And the common thing I've seen regarding this movie is people doing a whole critic versus audience. I don't like it. As someone who considers themselves a bit of a critic at times, I'm not an official one, but I do, you know, look at these things critically. It does get annoying to see people go out of their way to trash people that are considered critics. Look, these people watch a lot of movies, more so than the average person, more so than me. Like, I watch a lot of movies just for this show, just for fun, all that. But these people do it for a living. They're paid to do it. Excuse them if they don't end up enjoying everything, especially if they've seen it a few too many times. Now, of course, that's not me saying that, oh, I think that they're right in their opinions, because no one's right in their opinions. Everyone has their own opinions. The only thing that's right or wrong is just the way we react to them, and we decide to handle that reaction. Because it's like, look, people are acting as if, like, oh, all critics hate Mario. And it's like, no, I mean, you know, even if you're going by, like, Rotten Tomatoes, which is really just a collection of people's, you know, reviews, it's not, like, some official designator of quality. It's got, like, a 54-55% on there, which means that there are more positive reviews than there are negative reviews. It's just that there's enough negative reviews to put it down to that level. But again, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, look, I'll be upfront. I love the Mario movie. I think it's a really good movie. I think it's a great time. I had a lot of fun with it. It's a very simple story, but it has wonderful animation, great characters, the way it handles its story, even though I do agree with what, you know, some of those negative reviews say, that it could have used a few extra minutes. I do think, like, okay, they at least handled enough of it well, because it doesn't fall into the usual trappings that a lot of these movies do, where it's like, okay, we're going to fall into, like, a little slow-paced moment that is just the same thing that we've seen every single time. Like, we're not going to have a big moment where the hero splits up with another character and it's like over like an argument or a lie or something like that. It's like, no, it feels sincere in what it's doing, which is a lot of what I love. Now, obviously that's not going to work for everyone, but that's okay. Like, look, at most, if you were to ask me the one thing I would consistently disagree with on a lot of the negative reviews on this is that this is clearly meant to be a simple story. It's a very basic fairy tale. And on that level, I enjoy it as a very basic fairy tale. It's not meant to be the Lego movie, which some people try comparing it to. It's not meant to be Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. It's just meant to be essentially a preschool movie, you know, the kind of thing where it's like, okay, you know, your kids are gonna learn some very basic morals. They're going to see, you know, a very basic good and evil situation, and that's fine. In that way, you know, one of the things that I said when I first saw the movie was that it feels very much like the kind of movie that you would have seen out of, like, the Walt Disney Animation Studio back when Walt Disney was around. Because if you look at a lot of the Walt Disney films, and not saying that these are exactly the same, but they have that level of sincerity. They have that level of, I don't want to say randomness, but, you know, it is, you know, when you look at a lot of those movies, like, they don't fully flesh out a lot of their stuff because they're pretty much aiming for just a simple bedtime story. They do have some stuff that makes them stand out a little bit more than Mario, I would say. At least some of them do. But for the most part, like, if you go back and watch, like, you know, the original Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, it's like some of the characters are as bare bones as the ones in Mario, which, again, if, you know, you have an issue with that, I get it. It's perfectly fine. It's not going to be for everyone. And, you know, you could make the argument that with Mario being a more modern film, it should have moved away from what those early films did. But I think, like, look, if that's what they were going for, I think they did fine. And there's plenty of other areas where I think they did fine. If you didn't like it, all right, fair is fair. But I just think that more people definitely could have used that their own space to think of it like as a, how do I say this? I guess what I'm trying to say is that I do think that, you know, more people could have looked at this and analyzed it based on what they got, which is a simple fairy tale, over trying to ask it to be a different thing. And again, that's not necessarily wrong to expect more, because you could definitely still expect more from something that's supposed to be simple. I just think, like, okay, if you're not accepting that it is a simple story, then maybe that's where some issues come in. But again, I don't really necessarily disagree with critics on this. I get it. They have their own opinions. Whatever. It doesn't bother me. At the end of the day, I don't know why people obsess so much about what critics say. Like, if you're on the younger end, like, you're teens or you're a kid, I guess I could kind of understand, but I wish that you would grow up already, or at least grow out of that mentality, because, you know, I was kind of at that when I was in my teens. But it's like, now it's like, okay, well, there's a lot of movies that I like that critics didn't like, and there's a lot of movies that I hated that critics like, and that's okay. No one needs to agree with some tomato meter. But again, it's the way you go about it that makes it wrong. You get a lot of people, I know there was like a meme that was going around where it was like, oh, did you expect this to be as complex as a Pixar movie? And, you know, you have the critics framed as Bowser saying, kinda. And I feel like that's a very warped and just a nastier version of me saying, like, hey, look, this is just supposed to be a simple movie. I get that you wanted more, and that's understandable, but if you're judging it based on what it's not instead of what it is, you know, you should probably reconsider how you're going about this. That's flat out just saying, like, hey, look, this is a dumb movie. At least that's how I see it. Like, it's just people saying this is a dumb movie. Don't criticize it for being dumb. Just be happy that it's a fun movie, even if it's dumb. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And I get where, and of course that's where it gets annoying, because it's like, okay, to an extent I get why people would think that that's what I'm saying, or, you know, other people that are, you know, more who, you know, have similar stances as me, you know, like what we're saying, even though that specifically is not what we're going about on this. It's like, look, if they want to complain about how, you know, it's not as emotional as some of the other movies or whatnot, like, yeah, that's perfectly fine. And then, you know, realistically, the whole complex as a Pixar movie doesn't even make sense when you consider that the original Toy Story, for example, the movie that started that company that is often considered to be one of the better movies, is just as simple as this is, if you really look at it. Like, no, granted, in terms of the emotional level, I do think that that one is more fleshed out and it has more for adults. But at the end of the day, the story, the setup, the characters, it's all very broad, very simple in comparison to their sequels and some of the other movies that Pixar, you know, has made that they would be considered complex, even though, whatever. It's just like, why make that argument where you're basically saying this movie is dumb, except for being dumb, when there's so many better ways to just say, look, it's not the deepest movie, and fine, it could have used more time to develop its story, but at the end of the day, for what it does right, it does work, and there's a reason why audiences are liking this beyond just, oh, look, it's a reference, oh, look, it's a cute character from our childhood. Because that's the other thing, is like, you know, you got a lot of people who are arguing against this movie who are basically like, oh, people only like it for the references and because it's a, you know, a thing from our childhood. And I'm like, I'm not denying that that's not that's a factor. I mean, that's realistically, of course, like, you know, one of the reasons why a lot of people like it. I had a lot of fun looking at the references, but I don't think that that's, you know, it's fair to just boil it down to like, oh, it's just reference the movie and that's the only reason why people like it. It's like, again, you know, at least for me, I enjoy it for like the characters, the way they're portrayed, the way the story handles, you know, certain beats that could have been more predictable, and of course just how beautiful the whole thing looks. Like, if I were to judge it purely on an animation level, this is one of the best looking animated movies around, and even if I didn't like it, I would probably still watch it just for that reason. I mean, there's plenty of animated movies that I don't like that I still revisit just because I think it's a really good looking movie. Like, you know, whether you go for like Raggedy Ann and Andy, A Musical Adventure, one that I'll have to talk about on this show someday, or even like the Don Bluth animated movies. Granted, with that, I tend to revisit the good stuff because there are good stuff from him, but there are bad movies that I'm like, okay, look, the animation's at least nice. I don't know, like, it's kind of hard to say because I don't want to go into a point where it's like, okay, look, I'm saying critics are wrong or anything like that, because again, it's like, we all have our opinions, it doesn't really matter. There's aspects I disagree with, but on the whole, it's like, okay, I can understand where you're coming from on certain, you know, of those aspects. Like, the worst thing from the critic side is just like, okay, some of you are punching down a little too much, understandably, because people are attacking you, but, you know, it's like, okay, you know, maybe try dialing it back a little bit. And on top of that, okay, just from the review standpoint, where, again, it doesn't even matter to me, but I'm like, okay, to an extent, I guess I could say that, yeah, maybe some of you were expecting something different, but you're not wrong for not liking this. It's just, you know, if you didn't try meeting this movie on its own levels instead of what you expected, then yeah, maybe give it another watch. Look, I've done that before too, where I watch certain movies and I react negatively because I expected something that I didn't get. You know, for example, Cabin in the Woods was much more negative the first time I saw it, just because I expected something completely different, especially considering all the praise that it got upon, you know, rewatching clips of it and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I was definitely wrong on this. I feel like I, you know, thinking about animation, I felt that way about stuff like Alice in Wonderland, the, you know, of course, the Disney one. For a while, I was kind of wrong on Shrek, you know, the original Shrek. I don't know. It is one of the things where, like, okay, sometimes we make that mistake of not meeting a movie where it's supposed to be at. That's maybe the most negative thing I could say on some of the reviews I disagree with on this movie, that it kind of feels like they weren't trying to meet the movie where it's at instead of, you know, meeting it somewhere else where it's not even at. But, you know, I don't know. That it's all just dumb when you really look at it. And, you know, the fans of this movie really gotta let it go. It's like, who cares? You guys, that's your biggest problem. It doesn't matter. People didn't like the movie, boohoo. You did. A lot of other people did. In a few years, this is probably going to be seen as a classic by a lot of people. I mean, how many movies have we seen from people from like a decade ago, 2 decades ago, or whatever, that weren't reviewed well from their time, that became well-beloved because, you know, people who grew up with it were like, okay, I think critics missed out on certain aspects about this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but The Goonies was a really well-beloved movie when it came out, but then audiences, or I guess critics didn't really love it, I don't know, but then audiences really loved it, and now it's considered this big classic. This is true even for a lot of the classic Disney movies, so I don't know, you're going to win in the long run. I don't see any reason why you have to create this narrative like, oh, we're the underdogs. It's like, no, fuck you. Like, I know that's kind of mean to say, but realistically, it's like, dude, stop crying about it. You're just embarrassing yourself. You're just embarrassing the people who are fans of this movie that, you know, love it as it is, that aren't being rude to other people. And again, you're just kind of embarrassing this movie because you're going out of your way to defend this movie in all the wrong ways. Instead of just praising the stuff that you love about it, you're deciding to basically mock critics for liking the stuff that didn't work about it. And even if you disagree with what they consider didn't work about it, it's like, okay, but instead of just handling it in a way where it's like, okay, you know, this is a beautiful movie or anything like that, you're just like, oh, well, why did you expect it to be good? I mean, you're not using those exact words, but it might as well be. But even going beyond that, it's just like the animation community as a whole is just kind of, it's kind of embarrassing, whether it's both sides of the argument, whether it's the people who are doing that Mario Bros. Shit, where they're complaining to critics about it, or if it's the ones that are taking the side of the critics. And I know I'm sounding like I'm saying it's both sides, but you got a lot of those where they decide, like, okay, again, let's overdo it in our defense. Like, let's just say, like, you know, it's fair to acknowledge, like, okay, when they mention, like, okay, now that this movie is being treated, you know, critically, it's being, you know, people are analyzing it the way they would any regular film, now you want to just, you know, give them the kitty gloves. And I'm like, yeah, that's a perfectly fair, valid argument. And then you got people like, no, this, you know, it's not even just that. People want animation to be as bad and stupid as this. And it's like, dude, come on. Like, look, if you don't like it, fine, whatever. But, you know, to basically just start treating it that way, it's like you're really being no different than the people who are defending this in the dumbest ways possible. Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, the biggest problem really comes down to the fans of it who are defending it this way. But it's like, that doesn't mean that the people who, you know, are on the critic side or anything like that are necessarily guilt-free. You know, if you guys stoop to this stupid bullshit, you're just as bad, if not worse, because you should know better. But you clearly are reacting the same way. So I'm assuming that if something else, something that was more to your taste, got the similar treatment, you would probably be acting this way towards critics if they didn't like it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this goes beyond Mario. This really goes into a lot of other stuff. Like, I was planning to talk more about it, but I'm looking at how long I'm going into this. So, just to keep it short, I've seen it where, like, okay, you know, a lot of Western animation fans want animation in the West to embrace more adult animation, which I agree with that. That's great. They should. The problem is that anytime we get something like that, people automatically turn up their noses. And look, if you don't like it, that's, again, that's fine. But it's like, you do have to accept that these kinds of animations will exist even if it's respected in the West. And by turning up your nose and saying, like, that's not what animation is, you're just as bad as the people who are saying that animation shouldn't go that way. Because it's like, look, you're not allowing people to express themselves. Like, I've seen people who hate on Sausage Party, and look, fine, I don't care if you don't like Sausage Party. I love the movie. A lot of people love the movie. But if you don't like it because you don't like the style of humor in it, I get it. Not everyone's going to love everything. I mean, I don't love Scott Pilgrim, for example. So I'm not really all that hyped for the show, even though I might like the show more since I'm a fan of the comic. But the movie itself, I wasn't too big on. But, like, if you're going like, oh, you know, animation shouldn't be like Sausage Party, they shouldn't have, you know, just a bunch of characters swearing like that or having sex jokes or anything like that, it's like, dude, where are we at? And look, I get the frustration because a lot of Western animation that goes for adults usually goes into that route. But it's like, look, if this doesn't get built up the way you would build up other animation, especially the ones for kids, which, you know, some of them you decide to elevate to adult status, even if there's nothing to adult about it, just because, like, oh, certain aspects of this, like, as much as I love that Puss in Boots movie, it's like, you know, some of you guys are acting as if it's like, oh yeah, this is exactly what a mature adult animated feature would have. It's like, no, it's still a kids movie. It just has aspects of it that I'm like, okay, that's a little more mature than the average kids movie, but it's not the same thing. If you guys look at everything and decide, like, okay, that's how it's supposed to be, then you're not supporting animation. You're just supporting what you think animation should be, which animation should be anything that artists want. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. It doesn't matter what the critics say. It doesn't matter what you guys say. At the end of the day, these things should be made by the people that want to create. Sometimes it'll come out great. Sometimes it'll come out bad. That all really just depends on your own personal perspective. You trying to limit what others say about it, what others take away from it, what should and should not be made, does more harm for animation as a whole than anything a critic says, anything an audience member says. It's just dumb. You know, why complain about how they handle certain subjects? Support it. You know, if you don't like a certain thing, be like, okay, you know, it's great that you guys did that, but can you do something else? You know, find some way to get studios on board with doing more things. And, you know, look at that. You know, we've seen that actually work out. You know, Into the Spider-Verse was a big hit, and now we're seeing more studios try to be creative with their animation, like, you know, with the CG animation. Like, it's not all just looking like Pixar. You know, we're getting more stylized stuff. We're getting more action-based stuff, which is kind of crazy, because while there was action-based animated features, I mean, there was, like, The Incredibles, for example, 2004, it wasn't that common to see them, like, be actually action-focused. Like, you know, between Into the Spider-Verse, the upcoming sequels, even Mario to an extent, Puss in Boots, we're seeing more animated features actually go into the action route. And that's cool, in my opinion. So who's to say that by supporting more, you know, the adult animation, even if it's not something that you don't like, that you eventually start getting the more adult animated features that, you know, we get from foreign countries like France, Japan, anything like that, you know, dramas. I mean, just look at the stuff that Genndy Tartakovsky has made on Adult Swim, like Primal. We could be getting more of that if you actually supported animation instead of crying about it when it's not to your liking. I know I sound like I'm rambling at this point, so I'll probably just cut it off there. And I hope that my words, even if they don't have the most coherent thought, at least has enough that it gets you to think about how you're going about these criticisms, how you're going about criticizing others, and just how you're even supporting animation. Like, at the end of the day, just love it. You know, you don't have to enjoy everything, but at the same time, maybe don't try to limit what should and shouldn't be made out of it. Allow creators to be their own creative selves. Allow people to create their own criticisms or praises for it without trashing one or the other. I feel like that's not a hard ask. And if that makes me just some basic fan, then by all means. But I don't think it's necessarily wrong to expect people to do better, to aim higher, while understanding that there's no reason to be so hostile. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next time. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. And in any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.